Hey, before we get started, gotta go ahead and pay the bills around here. Go ahead and do me a quick favor. I've got two books out. I know, you're probably thinking if this is the first time you've heard of me or the first time you've actually heard me in a while. My God, Remso can read? Yeah, I can read and write. And if you're my ninth grade English teacher, guess what? I can do it in freaking English too. Because unlike my name, all I know is English. Oh, blowing your mind and blow the minds of those around you with my two books, Stay Away from the Libertarians, as well as my newest novel, How to Succeed in Politics and Other Forms of Devil Worship. Those are, I gotta go for the shorter titles. Stay Away from the Libertarians and How to Succeed in Politics and Other Forms of Devil Worship. Available on my website, rwmartinez.com, as well as Amazon and Barnes & Noble online. Check them out. How to Succeed in Politics and Other Forms of Devil Worship and Stay Away from the Libertarians. Available. Well, you know how the internet works. You can go ahead and find it yourself. Pick them up today in print and digital and help support the show. And, Hey, I like making money. I'm not gonna say no. Everything comes back here. Help me out. Buy my books. That's all. That's about it. Move with the rhythm. Shake it up. Stop when the clock hits 13. You've been working, but you're flirting with the weekend. You can freak out. One in a million. You're a gem shine when the light grows dim. Sing 1, 2, 3, 4, 3, 2, 1. Cause no one can do it like we do it, like we do it, like we do it. Cause no one can do it. Story time, story time, story time, story time, story time, story time, story time with your favorite person. No, not your actual favorite person. You're stuck with me. Thanks for tuning in once again to the Remso Martinez Experience. Great to be here with you. All right, story time. How I got kicked out of one of my favorite malls, the Westfield Mall in Annapolis, Maryland, and how for the next 4 days, I got caught and kicked out of five other stores between D.C., Annapolis, and all the way to Winchester, Virginia. Before I go ahead and explain my cautionary tale of how I got kicked out five places in 5 days across the tri-state area, go ahead and follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Hey Remso, both platforms. You can find me on Facebook, everywhere else too. You know how the internet works. All right, so we're going back to the job where I was doing, quote, direct marketing, a.k.a. selling makeup. And no, there is dignity in being a door-to-door salesman. At least you're bugging people where they live, which is personal. But there's nothing that makes people hate you more than bugging them where they work. Because when you're at home, you're happy, you're going to be a little bit more merciful. When you're working and someone is trying to sell you something, you're just not very happy. I did meet some happy people, but the majority of them were not. They were what we call in the law of averages, the majority of no's to find the eventual yes, the impulsive buyers that will buy your shit. So this is my second week there. 7 days from this point, I was going to quit. But this is on the Monday of week three. I was only there for 3 weeks. Felt like for fucking ever. Basic training was like, I had more dignity in that shit than this. Anyway, oh yeah, it was raining that day too. It was terrible. It was a terrible day. Terrible day. But anyway, I was told to go around, find people as they were walking, sitting down, doing whatever, working. Basically, anybody that was breathing, I was told to go and basically say, hey, did you check out our sale? And then they would ask, what sale? I'm like, the sale we just wrapped up at Macy's. We're just trying to get rid of the bags we have. That was a lie. And I did that for about an hour, sold like five bags, and eventually I found these two teenage girls. They were like, what do you have? And I was like, oh, you didn't see these at Macy's? And they're like, no, we haven't been to Macy's. I'm like, oh, well, I'm leaving, and these are the last couple bags I have left. So go over there, show them the stuff. And before I know it, there are like three mall cops around me. And they were gentlemen, by the way. They actually let me give my pitch before they eventually told me that I was going to have to be escorted out. But basically, two girls didn't end up buying anything. The one dude, bit of a huskier guy, obviously did not do this job because he loved it. He looked at me, he's like, sir, we have a no solicitation policy. We've received a complaint. We're going to have to escort you out of the mall. You're not allowed to come back for the next 72 hours. At that point, I was like, Sure. And what's funny is I know the person that launched the complaint. He was a guy at one of those kiosks where they, you know, replace watch batteries, some angry Jewish guy. And he was like, hey, you know, work here, you know, vendor. And I was like, I'm doing a sale at Macy's. You want to buy makeup? He's like, I know buy makeup. And he wasn't very happy with me. But yeah, I had two of the other guards walked away, and this guy was walking me out. And honestly, like, I felt for him. It's embarrassing for him as much as it is for me. I was a mall cop, and I knew that. And I looked at him. I'm like, you know, I used to do this to people, too. And he's like, oh, where at? So we actually, like, it was a pretty long walk. We had to go from one end of the mall to the other. And we actually had a good conversation. I mean, I didn't want to look like I was getting kicked out. He didn't, like, handcuff me or anything. But we had a good talk, and then he was like, okay, man, don't come back for 3 days, but have a good day. And I was like, sure, thanks. So my boss had also been kicked out by another series of mall cops. So that was that. And then on the next day, Tuesday, I was kicked out of Dick's Sporting Goods. In fact, I was kicked out of the store, and I was chased out of the parking lot by the manager. I was kicked out of some cheeseburger chain by some bald guy who was yelling at me, telling me that he was going to file a harassment complaint against my company because apparently we had sent a bunch of people over there to try and sell stuff to the cashiers. I was kicked out of a home furnishing store. I was kicked out of a thrift shop. I was kicked out of a Jamaican convenience store. And then I think I was also – oh, yeah, I was kicked out of an office building, escorted out, and told the cops were going to come. That was a lie. I ended up just running. So maybe it wasn't a lie. Maybe the cops did come, but who knows. Long story short, by the end of the week, I was basically so traumatized because I've been working like 60 hours. All my dignity was gone. These people were forcing me to do just ridiculous stuff. And that was one of the first jobs where like I quit and I didn't even hit a month. And honestly, it was the best thing I could have done. I felt like shit at that point because I felt like that was all I was good for. But, it really taught me how I need to have some pride in myself. And this is what we're going to talk about today. When should you know to quit a job? Well, I think it really comes down to a few things. One is your time. Actually, no, we're going to start with something else. One, if during the interview process and as they hire you, they are afraid to answer certain questions, you should probably know that they're not going to be honest with you even after you start working there. Case in point, I'm asking them, do we have any type of matching 401k option? No. Do we get any type of health insurance? That comes later. Do we get any type of employee benefits? That comes later. Do we get any paid days off? That comes later. They never really explained to me what later was. And I should have known that they were probably going to lead me along because I had allowed them to lead me on at that point. And, you know, I thought I was still working for a marketing company. Later did I find out that it was a shell corporation made by the guy that owned the makeup we were selling. So our client was our boss. When people aren't upfront with you about things, especially as they're hiring you, they're not going to be upfront with you at any point. You should probably run. Secondly, your hours. Everyone cherishes their time, and they want to make sure that for all their time, they're getting compensated. I thought I was signing up for a 40-hour-a-week job. It wasn't until my first day that I was told that I would be working until 6:30. That is right. I signed on for upwards of an additional 20 hours a week. That was another situation where it was like, wow, they lied to me, and I'm not getting compensated for this extra time. I really wasn't when the math broke down of how much I was getting paid weekly. Third, when you're not allowed to sit down, they had a policy that when you were in the office, which was like two rooms and a storage area and a front desk, they had a no sitting down policy because they want you to be up and moving and active and look alert. Well, here's the thing. You're walking miles outside all day wearing a suit and tie because that's what you had to do. Okay, when you get back to the office to return your inventory and fill out your invoices and stuff, they will not let you sit down. That's creating a hostile work environment. Any job that does not allow you to sit down because you've been busting your ass all day does not respect you. So leave. Fucking leave. Third, when you're being told to ignore or just completely, just completely ignore no solicitation signs on private property, understand you're being put in a lot of liability. They made me go into hospitals, which it's unlawful to try and solicit things in a hospital. They made me go into construction sites, which can also lead to several misdemeanors. They've got me kicked out of so many stores, it was ridiculous. Most people will never get kicked out of one store. I got kicked out of five within 5 days. Any job that's going to have you get kicked out of places is not worth it. The other thing, any job that tries to dictate what you do in your personal life other than the confines of the law should probably quit. They had a teammate night every Thursday. And the thing is, like, everyone around the office, they lived relatively close to where it was in Tyson's Corner. I didn't. I lived about an hour away. And when you count the morning traffic through Tyson's Corner, it's an extra 45 minutes. So I would have to leave around 7 if I just wanted to get to work on time. And by the end of the day, working anywhere between 8:30 and 9, 8:30 to 6:30 to 9 to 6:30, the last thing I want to do is be around more of those people. And then by the time I get home, it's like shit, shower, sleep, hurry up and get to work a few hours later. They eventually said that it was hurting my employee evaluations because I was not going out and partying with them. That was a big problem. If you're not paying me to do something, I don't want to do it. It's one thing if I'm working for, like, you know, if you're a woman at Hooters, you have a certain expectation. Most Hooters waitresses are paid to go to the gym, or at least they have their gym membership fees done. That's different. There are jobs that require you to keep a certain level of fitness want you to do certain extracurricular training. Like, that's fine. But when you're getting in trouble for not going to a teammate night at TGI Fridays on a Thursday after you've just put in all those hours, bro, it's not fucking worth it. So yeah, when they start doing that to you, that's ridiculous. Third, I did not have healthcare for a little bit. I didn't have the money to go see a doctor. I've had chronic neck issues for several years now, and I had to lift a lot of heavy boxes. And one day I pinched my neck so hard I could not turn my neck. And I couldn't go to work. I couldn't drive. I couldn't do anything. I was in bed all day, like, crying. It was terrible. I could not move my neck at all. Because of that, they told me I needed to get a doctor's note, and my thing was basically like, listen, I already know what's wrong with me, and I can't afford a doctor right now. So they told me, oh, because of that, you voided your base pay, and you're only going to get paid based off your commissions this week. So basically, that was like on a Thursday. Paychecks came out weekly. I had basically voided everything else for my base pay. So because I took one day off, I only made $50 for that entire week. At that point, I had already put in 40 hours. I got paid $50. And then I found out that even if I had brought in a doctor's note, they want you to toughen up and, just get through it. Anywhere that's going to do that to you, those people are shitty, horrible people. And speaking of shitty, horrible people, they rated you on everything. Sometimes, everyone was paired up with somebody else. Sometimes you would have to drive like anywhere from 15 minutes to get to your region to start, walking around selling shit to like 2 hours. I had to drive from from Tyson's to Winchester one time. I think it was the last day there. Oh, and by the way, that counts as your sales time. So if you don't meet your quota because it took you 2 hours to get to and from back, now you're shortened to like a shorter time than everyone else. It's still your problem because you should develop the ability to levitate. They would have the other person you were paired with. Typically it was, a beginner and then a trainer. I was paired up with the trainer. They would rate you on everything at the end of the day. And these overall valuations went towards your promotion points. And apparently I had a poor car attitude because I was tired, and I got like a 0 score on attitude. And then I didn't want to, skip and sing about rainbows and shit as we were rushing to make sales. So because I didn't have a, quote, stellar attitude, I got a point on a salesmanship in between sales. So basically, not only did you make me drive 4 hours that day just to get to where I had to go, but you made me rush in an area I have no clue about. Oh, yeah, that was the day I got kicked out of Dick's Sporting Goods. I'm sweaty. I feel like shit. My neck was killing me. Now you're telling me that you didn't think that my attitude was right. So that's, you know, I basically got like an F equivalent to that day. When people start rating you on that for like the most minute things, that's freaking ridiculous. And then the third thing, when I found out that we weren't actually a marketing company, that we were basically a shell organization made to sell makeup products, they didn't tell me that until the third week. That was when I really knew what was going on, because at that point, you know, they want to see if you can last a couple days because the job is so terrible. But after a third week, they're like, oh, well, you're obviously going to stick around. Yeah, when they lie to you about who actually employs you, you need to quit. And then here was the last thing. I was working with liars and charlatans and snake oil salesmen. We had to take a break during our lunch break, and we all had to join a conference call for the region. And long story short, within a 30-day period, and I was literally only in that job for 3 weeks. Within a 30-day period, our region had received 8 Better Business Bureau complaints. One salesman convinced a person who was mentally handicapped to give him his credit card and buy $200 worth of makeup products. Another person walked into an office building, was escorted out by security, and broke back in and somehow made a sale. So the cops were called. Several people walked into construction sites where there were signs that visibly said, trespassers will be prosecuted. No one walks here without permission. People did that. Somebody broke into the backstage of a concert to try and sell the band stuff. Somebody got into a fight with a client and it turned into a physical altercation. And the others were just blends of that. But when your place gets 8 Better Business Bureau complaints because of aggressive salesmanship and all you're told to do is just to not be stupid, you're not surrounding yourself with smart people. You need to quit. And lastly, if you're at the point where you feel that's the best you're going to get, you need to quit and you need to take some time to figure things out, because your situation's not going to get better by waiting there, even if the money is good. I was making about $4,300 annually, if that. Honestly, I was treated better at GameStop. I was treated better as a mall cop. At least there I had my dignity. So that brings it down to this. And, you know, I know some, I've met people who are strippers who say, oh, I love my job. So obviously, if you like your job, stick with it. But if your job is just killing your own self-esteem, you need to quit. So that's it. Oh, and what's funny is the company doesn't even exist anymore. They rebranded and closed a bunch of offices, but basically all the same people are working there. So yeah, that's that. That's the only job I ever quit, really. And I trust me, you don't have to put yourself through that. Know when to quit. I'll talk to you later. Bye. We got the rise up. We put the